我们先有一点祷告。
Let's begin with a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为在你那里有丰盛的怜悯和慈爱。
Because in you there's abundance, grace, and mercy.
并且对仰望你的人，你有许许多多的忍耐。
And you also have such forbearance toward those who wait upon you.
我们在你面前活得合你心意，你喜悦。
And when we live rightly before you, you are pleased.
我们在你面前跟不上你的心意，你就在我们身上显出极大的怜悯。
But when we are not able to keep up, you show your great mercy upon us.
要把我们在迷糊的当中完全的纠正过来。
So that you will completely correct us out of our confusion.
要叫我们活在你的面前是一个合你心意的人。
So that when we live before you, we are someone who is after your heart.
主，我们向你低头敬拜。
But we bow our head and worship you.
晚上我们再次到你面前来。
And this evening, when we once again come before you.
我们要读诗篇里面的信息。
We're here to study the messages within the Psalms.
主，求你从字句的里面带我们出来，来让我们能更完整、更清楚地知道你对神儿女们的带领。
May you help us bring us out from the letters of the words so that we can know more clearly your guidance on your children.
让我们在平凡和进入你心里头所喜悦的。
So from ordinary, we can enter into what's pleasing in your heart.
感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
因为你在救赎的事上，从开始一直到现在，你没有停止你的工作。
Because Lord, you have not stopped from before until now on your work of redemption.
我们也就因此放胆的来仰望你。
So we can come boldly and look unto you.
求你把你的心意更多的向我们解开。
We ask you to open up your heart desires to us even more.
我们谢谢主。
We thank our Lord.
因为在你哪里，你永远叫我们看见有路可行。
Because in you, you always show us that there's a way before you.
但愿我们每一个属你的人都是这样的，活在你的面前，直到与你面对面的日子。
May all of us who live before you will live in such a way until the day we see you face to face.
我们感谢主，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We thank our Lord in our Lord Jesus Christ's name. We pray.
Amen. 我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为在读诗篇的时候，我们虽然这次我们是用另外一个角度来读进诗篇。
So even though this time we are studying the Psalms from a different angle.
但是我们越读越觉得很有意思。
But the more we study it, the more meaningful we find.
因为神的灵把过去的诗人的诗，特别是大卫的诗，集中起来，编成这整卷的诗篇。
Because God has put all the Psalms, especially the Psalms written by David, all together.
让我们看见一个人在神的面前生命的成长，那条路是如何走过来。
And so that we can see for a person in terms of spiritual growth, how he can walk on this way.
特别提让我们注意的。
Especially what we need to pay attention to.
生命成长是不住的，半上升的。
The growth of life keeps ascending.
如果我们生命的成长不往上升，
If the growth of a life is not going upward,
那么我们慢慢慢慢的就退后的。
Then gradually we will fall back.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
不管我们是往前走，或是往后退。
Whether we are going forward or we're falling behind.
神的手一直做扶持他的人的那一个供应和管理。
The hand of the Lord continue to sustain those who belong to Him and to provide for them.
那么我们今天晚上从第27章开始再往前看。
And this evening we'll begin with Psalm 27 and on.
我们特别注意到 在二十七章的里头，当然和大卫他所经历的许许多多的事情没有脱离关系。
And of course, in Psalm 27, all these things are still closely connected with what David had experienced.
大卫一生的路程，绝大部分都是在困扰的当中来走过的。
And most of David's life is in, it's, he has a lot of disturbances.
他做王以前是这样。
It was like this before he became
king. 他做王以后仍然是这样。
And it was like, it was the same after he became king.
但是我们能看到一件事。
But we can see one thing.
情况是可以在那里有各种的变化。
The circumstances can change.
但是大卫越过越和主靠近。
But the more David lived, the closer he drew to God.
我们是在感谢主。
We truly thank the Lord.
因为我们从第一篇开始就看见大卫从只懂得在文字上字句上面来跟随主，而进到在生命里头去跟随主。
Because beginning from Psalm 1, we can see David changed from someone who only followed the Lord in letters that, to someone who followed the Lord in life.
那么我们来到27篇的时候。
So when we come to Psalm 27,
弟兄姊妹，你注意到，如果你要从字句上面来看，他当时的环境跟过去的环境没有太多的差别。
Brothers and sisters, you see, if you just look at the letters of the words, the circumstances at that time was about the same as before.
但是有一件事情在大卫的心思里头是有很明显的变化。
But there's one thing that is very, has changed very evidently in David's heart.
不是那个事情的外表的变化。
It's not any external changes of the matter.
而是说到那一件事情，大卫的里面是一直在长成。
But we can see the growth within David.
我们在二十七篇一开始你看到大卫仍然是留在那一种困苦的，或者说受许多的搞扰的那一种光景里。
And in the beginning of Psalm 27, we can see that David was still in a circumstance that he encountered much hardships and disturbances.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
许许多多的困扰结果是把大卫逼得更靠近神。
There are many things that bother David, but they only push him to draw closer to God.
那么他因此他在二十七篇里头，他经历过许许多多的难处以后，他在神面前那个祷告有一件这样很突出的事情。
So in Psalm 27, we can see after he encountered much hardship, we can see there's something in his prayer.
那就是第四节，弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Which is verse 4, brothers and sisters, take note.
有一件事我曾求耶和华了。
One thing I have asked from the Lord.
我仍要寻求。
That I shall seek.
就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美。
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life to behold the beauty of the Lord.
在他的殿里求问。
And to meditate in his temple.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意到
，Francis, take note.
大卫从小一直到成长到坐到王位上。
David from when he was very young to when he grew up and until he reigned on the throne.
他不住的碰到许许多多的难处。
He continued to encounter much difficulties.
许多的难处不是一般性的难处。
And much of his hardship is not something ordinary.
说的严肃一点，是要他命的难处。
And to put it more severely, those are the ones that would cost his life.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
你读大卫这个诗篇，你知道他走过来了。
And when we read this psalm, we know that David has gone through these.
就像在二十三篇里边，他就说：“我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。”
So just like in Psalm 23, he says that even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil.
那一直许许多多的难处。
And because of much hardship.
就逼着大卫心里头很渴慕一件事。
They pushed David to a point that he has this longing in his heart.
那件事是什么呢
？What is this?
要常住在耶和华的殿中。
That he may always dwell in the house of the Lord.
当然，弟兄姊妹，你已经知道的了。
So, brothers and sisters, we all know this already.
在旧约的日子里头。
In the days of the Old Testament.
谁能住在耶和华的殿中呢
？Who can dwell in the house of the Lord?
一个都没有。
There's none.
连大祭司要到帐幕里头有服侍的，一年也只能进入会幕一次。
And even the high priest, when they have service, they can only enter into the tabernacle once a year.
啊，你服侍完了
，And after they served,
你就要出来。
Then they have to come out.
你可以在会幕的外面。你停留在哪里
？And you can stay outside of the tabernacle.
你要进到那个会幕的里面，用后来的话说，要进到殿里面去的，连大祭司都没有条件。
And if you want to enter inside the tabernacle, which is later on, the temple, even the high priest did not have the qualification.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
在许许多多的难处的里头。让大卫领会到一件事情。
Among much hardship, David understood one thing.
如果能住在神的殿中，那真的是最好了。
That it would be best if I can dwell in the house of the Lord.
虽然条件上没有这样的预备。
Even though there's no such condition.
但是他心思里头却要得着这样的一个你这份的恩典。
But in his heart, he wanted to gain this grace.
所以你看到他说到这里的时候，有一件事情，我仍要寻求。
So that's why you see this. He says, "One thing I have asked from the Lord that I shall."
啊，对，那一件事情呢？我多次在神面前求了。
And I have asked for this many times before the Lord.
但是当然在。正如我们一直说，在旧约里头没有这个条件。
And just like what we mentioned, of course, in the Old Testament time, there's no such condition.
但是在律法上没有这个条件，在心思上，神却没有阻挡大卫说不允许你这样想。
And so in terms of condition, there's no such thing in the law. But the Lord did not keep David from thinking about this.
你心里的爱慕，神纪念。
That your longing in your heart was remembered by God.
但是因着救赎还没有完成，人和神中间那个路没有打通，因此这个事情根本就不可能的。
But because redemption was not finished and the way between God and man was not opened up, so this was impossible.
虽然那个时候不可能。
So even though at that time it was impossible.
但是大卫心里面。就肯定了一件事。
But in David's heart, he hold fast to this.
啊，巴不得有一天我能住在耶和华的殿中。
That how I wish one day I can dwell in the house of the Lord.
那为什么他这样会有这样的一个心思呢
？Why would he have such a desire?
你往下读的时候，你就很清楚知道。
And if you continue to read on, you'll find out.
那是因为他经过了许许多多的难处。他却是在难处的里头不住的享用神不单是他的保守也是他自己也是神自己来把他坚定的 稳固的坚定的让他的心没有在神面前流失。
And after going through much hardship, he discovered God was the one who kept him and also to hold him secure.
那么我们现在就开始在留意。
So now let's begin to pay attention.
在大卫那个时候没有这个条件的，怎么他还要有这个条件呢？
So at David's time,
还有这样的个要求呢
there was no such conditions for him, but why would he have such a request?
在这个要求不能在当时出来的时候，那他怎么来表达出他这一个愿望
And because such a request cannot be done at that time, how did he express his desire at that time?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
你在诗篇二十七篇的里头，你很清楚知道，大卫在神面前怎么走过他所要走，他所走过的路程。
And in Psalm 27, we can clearly see how David walked through the path before the Lord.
因为在二十七篇。他开头一大段话的里面，你很清楚的看到。
Because in the beginning of Psalm 27, all those words we can see one thing very clearly.
大卫这一个心思，是透过两个方向来发表出来的。
That this desire of David was expressed in two ways.
那第一个是刚才我们所提到的那个，他不住的求问神。
One of them is what I just mentioned, that he continued to seek to ask the Lord.
我的前面的路该怎么走？
To ask how I should walk the path ahead of me.
前面的难处我要怎么去处理？
How should I take care of the difficulties ahead of me?
我好像受困到一个连活命的指望都没有的时候，你怎么救我脱离？那一个危险。
And I'm oppressed to a way that it seems like there's no way for me to live. How are you supposed to save me?
还有更重要的一件。
And more importantly,
虽然在这里没有很明显的发表。
Even though it's not expressed very clearly here.
但是你才看他在下面的祷告里面所指出来的一个事实。
But you can see that's one thing that's pointed out in his prayer.
叫我们很清楚地看到他在神的面前求问神不单是为了他自己个人所经历的各种困扰
And to let us see that all the requests he made before the Lord was not just for his own hardship
他还为着神的百姓在神的面前求平安求祝福
He was also seeking peace and blessing for the people of the Lord
那这因着大卫他是这样的走过他几乎整个一生的路程
And because it is such a way that David walked past or walked through the almost entire life
所以在诗篇的里头他就一直表达出我何等盼望我能住在耶和华的殿中。
So that's why in the Psalms he continues to express this desire that he wished to dwell in the house of the Lord.
但是目前我不能啊。
But now I cannot.
但是我心里是这样渴慕啊。
But this is my longing in my heart.
那他怎么样来表明他在神面前这样的渴慕呢
？And how did he express his desire before the Lord?
一方面。你是从他外表所做的看见他求问神。
On one hand, you can see externally, this is how he requests of the Lord.
不管碰到是大事小事，他要看见他前面要有路走的话，那是他先寻求神啊，你先给我看见。
So regardless of big or small matters, he asked the Lord to let him see how he should walk the path.
然后让我来支取你所显明的各样的怜悯恩典和扶持。
And then he can appropriate all kinds of mercy, grace, and support from the Lord.
那这个我们很容易的看到，因为你看到大卫好多的诗篇都是在神面前说：“神啊，我落在难处里。”你救我脱离这些困扰。
And we can see this easily among the Psalms because many of them were describing David calling out to the Lord when he was in hardship.
但是在二十七章里，二十七篇里头呢，他就多摆出了一件事。
But in Psalm 27, there's one additional thing.
这个就是他在神面前表达他的心思的那两个方向。
And,
一个就是刚才提过的，他不住的求问神。
And this is the two directions of him expressing his heart desire before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，不要以为求问神是一件很容易的事。
One is that he asks of the Lord, and verses don't think asking of the Lord is something easy.
我们自己也可能经历到这样的事。
We may also experience it ourselves.
如果我们所走过的路程没有太多的难处的， 你会发觉我们对神的求问一定松散下来的。
And if we don't encounter much hardship, you would for sure discover that we are very lax in terms of asking of the Lord.
但是大卫在神的面前学一个功课。
But David was learning this lesson before the Lord.
就是不住地求问神。
Which is to continue to ask of the Lord.
我从前多次地求问神。
I have asked of the Lord many times before.
现在我仍要求问神。
And now I continue to ask of the Lord.
但是你在求问神的时候，
But when you ask of the Lord,
如果神很快答应你,
if the Lord answers you quickly,
你当然很喜欢,
and of course you are very happy.
但是神如果迟延一点来答应你的要求,
but if the Lord delays in his response to you,
那你怎么样呢?
What would you do?
你还要寻求神吗?
Will you still continue to seek after God? Would you still wait for him?
这个对一个跟随主的来讲，那就是一个非常真实的试验。
So this is a very real test for those who follow the Lord.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
在大卫的身上。
In David.
他活出一个样式，是说明他在神的面前是不著作一个求问神的人的那一个动力。
He has lift out a person who has the motivation to continue to ask of the Lord.
你留意在二十七篇开始。
Take note from the beginning of Psalm 27.
大卫在神的面前的等候，就从寻求平安、寻求难处的解决，转到高一层。
So the waiting of David before the Lord has turned from seeking peace and resolving hardship to another level.
因为你就看到一件事。
And you can see one thing.
那弟兄姊妹你留意。
Brothers, take note.
上面有许多已经好像是重复的那一些意思我就不再提了。
And I won't go into those words that are kind of repetitive.
但是他在第五节那里头他就提到一件事情。
But in verse 5, he mentioned one thing.
他说我遭遇患难神必定暗暗地保守我。
That God, in my days of trouble, he will conceal me in his tabernacle.
在他的亭子里把我藏在他帐幕的隐秘处将我高举在磐石上。
In the secret place of his tent, he will hide me, he will lift me up on a rock.
现在我就得以昂首。
So now my head will be lifted up.
四面高过四面的仇敌。
Above all my enemies around me.
那这是大卫在他实际生活的里面所不住的经历的一件事。
And this is something that David continued to experience in his life.
神成了他的扶持。
That God has become who sustained him.
神是他隐藏的所在。
And God has become his secret place.
当他隐藏在神里面的时候。
And when he hide himself in God's secret place.
就不管仇敌对他的攻击有什么样的样子。
And it doesn't matter how the enemy attacked him.
都不能叫他过不去。
That it could not cause him to be troubled.
你经历一次、两次、三次下去的时候。
So when you experience it one time, two time, and when it continues.
很自然在里面就发出了另外一种的表达。
And naturally, there will be a different expression from within.
那这一个不单是大卫个人他从前走过的路。
And this is not only the way that David had walked on.
也是我们现在必须要走过的路。
And this is also a way that we must walk on today.
那是什么呢?
And what is this?
弟兄姊妹，你往前再读一两句话你就看到了，很自然的。
And brothers and sisters continue to read on and you'll see this.
先是说我立刻我马上就要在你的帐幕里头给你献祭。
And first of all is to, I will offer up sacrifices in your tabernacle.
这个是律法上的要求。
And this is a requirement of the law.
你看 感觉的恩典，你就在神面前有所奉献。
That you feel you have received grace, then you will sacrifice back to the Lord.
但是大卫在这里说到一件事情，是超越过律法上的要求的。
But here David mentioned one thing that went beyond the requirement of the law.
他在这里提到了什么事情？
What did he mention?
这是很自然的。
This is very natural.
在我们每一个人身上，我们多多少少也是都这样的给带领过来。
And in us, more or less, we have been led.
我说的带领，不是说神兴起别人来提醒我们你该怎么做，你该怎么做。
When I mentioned that we were led this way, I'm not talking about that God has raised up some people to lead us to do this and that.
不是。
It's not this.
是神自己，或者说是神的灵，在我们的里面，你把我们引导到这样的一个地步。
But it's God Himself or the Spirit of God within us has led us into this point.
什么地步呢？
To this point, what
你留意第六节最末了的两句。
Take note of the last two, the last few words of the.
我要唱诗歌颂耶和华。
I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，用简单的话来说。
To put it simply, brothers and sisters.
这是感谢了。
This is thanksgiving.
这是赞美了。
This is praise.
这是高举神了。
This is exalt God.
弟兄姊妹，你知道，这些事情不是学不来的。
And brothers and sisters, no, we cannot learn these things.
你要学，你怎么付代价都学不来的。
Even if you want to learn it, no matter how much price you pay, you cannot learn it. Why is that?
因为这是神的灵在我们里面做工的那一个结果。
Because this is the result of God's Spirit working within us.
那如果我们留意到这一点。
If we take note of this,
现在从二十七篇、二十八篇，一直到二十九篇。
So we, when we read from Psalm 27, 28, 29,
你都能看到一个这样的事情。
We can see this.
大卫在经过各种各样的难处的时候，就让他成为一个赞美神的人。
And after David has gone through much hardships, he has become someone who praised God.
那我们读诗篇就已经知道了。
And when we read the Psalms, we already know.
诗篇绝大部分是大卫所写的诗歌。
Most of the Psalms are written by David.
写诗歌做什么？
Why did he write all these Psalms?
赞美神。
In order to praise God.
敬拜神。
To worship God.
仰望神。
And to look unto God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这是一个非常非常明显的在我们灵里头显出来的事。
And this is something that is very obvious, very clear, that's expressed in our spirit.
弟兄姊妹，也许我们都有过这样的经历。
And brothers, maybe we all have this experience.
有些碰到在主里边日子比较久的弟兄和姊妹。
And when we encounter some brothers or sisters who have
been in the
Lord for a long time.
你跟他们一谈到神的事的时候。
Whenever you talk about God's things with them.
你常常从他们的嘴里边里边听到一句话。
That you often hear this from the mouth.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
有没有原因的？
Is there a reason for this?
当然有些时候有。
Sometimes of course there is a reason.
但许多时候是没有，不一定有。
But a lot of times there may not be a reason.
但是虽然没有很具体的事实在那里。
So even though there may not be some very practical matter.
在这一个弟兄或者这个姊妹的里面，他能接触到在他 生活的里头所碰到的任何的事情，如果离开了主的恩典，什么事情都会成为空。
But in this brother or sisters, within them, they understand if there's anything that they encounter that is apart from the Lord, they are all in vain.
我跟我们说老实话。
And to be honest.
当你头一次，不只是头一次，头几次，你听到一些弟兄或者姊妹 因着遇见一些事情的时候，他头一句话摆出来就说感谢主。
First time or first few times when you hear some brothers and sisters and in the mouth, they, when they encounter something in the mouth, the first thing that comes out is thank the Lord.
哎呀，明明看到他所遇见的事，叫他是经历一些不太容易忍受的事物。
And, but you can see what they encounter is something that's hard to bear.
啊，他还是能在神面前说感谢主。
But they're still able to say thank the Lord.
我弟兄姊妹，你回想，当你最初碰到弟兄姊妹们是这样表达他在神面前的心思的时候。
If you think back of in the beginning when you encounter,
你心心里头会不会有一个这样的错觉？
A brother is saying such thing. Would you have this misunderstanding?
什么话都是说感谢主。
Whatever you say is thank the Lord.
你是真的感谢主，还是只是口头上感谢主？
Are you truly thanking the Lord, or is this just lip service?
什么事都感谢主，真的有那么许多事情是值得感谢的吗？
You thank the Lord for everything. Is there so many things that is worth thanking the Lord for?
那弟兄姊妹们，我们都知道了，慢慢，我们就留意到了，如果没有神的扶持，我们实在没有办法在福在祸的里面很平安的走完我们该走的路。
And gradually we will discover without God sustaining us, whether in blessing or in woe, that we would not be able to walk past these things in peace and rest.
神赐平安多了，我们就慢慢的忘记神。
And a lot of times we enjoy peace for a long time, we will forget about God.
得着平安是很平常的事。
And we might take it for granted to enjoy peace.
如果神没有叫我们当时能经历到神所赐的平安与喜乐呢？
If God does not let us enjoy the peace and joy at the time,
那里面就会起一个感觉，
then you will have this feeling.
神是不是把我丢弃了？
Has God forsaken me?
神是不是不再顾念我了？
Is God not caring about me anymore?
人的思想很复杂的跑出来。
And so there are many complicated thoughts. But we thank the Lord.
在主面前的日子走过的很确实的明白神做工的法则。
And when we live before the Lord, we will understand very clearly the principles of how God works.
你没有办法不领会到神不管是用祸摆在我们那里，或是用福摆在我们那里，里面总是带着一个信息，就是要叫我们更多的受破碎，而更深的去认识神。
And we'll understand that whether in woe or blessing that God places, what He's doing is to tear us down so that we can receive more blessing from Him.
一直到他坐到王位上的时候，他经历过多多少少。
From when David was very young until the day he reigned on the throne, he had gone through a lot.
啊，他懂，他很自然就发了，就表达出来。
And very naturally, he will have this expression.
感谢神，赞美神。
Thank God and praise God.
我刚才特别提到，他写的诗歌特别多，是和这一件事情。我不敢说一定是，我说也许是和他经历神自己的在他身上所做的一切所引发出来。
So earlier mentioned he had written so many psalms, and maybe that was because that all these things that he had encountered before the Lord.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
但我们回过头来看我们在神面前的生活。
And when we look back at our lives before the Lord,
弟兄姊妹，我们擘饼的时候，我们都会感谢主。
And when we break the bread, we will all thank the Lord.
但是不是在擘饼的时候，你是不是也会感谢主呢？
But outside of bread breaking time, would you also thank the Lord?
甚至我们留意到大卫在这里说，我要唱诗， 我要歌颂耶和华。
And here David said, I will sing praises to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
唱诗话语上的赞美你不能空空洞洞就跑出来的。
And singing hymns or praising the Lord with words, they cannot be just empty words.
你里面少一点这样的感觉你不太可能有赞美感谢的话出来的。
If you are in lack of such feelings from within, that's impossible for you to have words.
我们实在感谢神。
And we truly thank God.
最近我不因为不住的看到学房收名上一个学年的同学的时候。
And lately, because I've been reading the applications of the Academy of Christ.
申请入学的那些弟兄姊妹们。
I see many brothers and sisters who are applying.
他们都见证一件事情在他们身上。
They all testify for one thing.
他们起初信主的时候。
In the beginning, when they were in the Lord.
一般来说是比较是在农村的地方多的弟兄姊妹。
Because most of these brothers and sisters are from the farming communities.
他们平常都是当作一个重担过日子的。
And they usually have to bear a burden to live.
但是当他们被邀请去参加弟兄姊妹们的聚会的时候。
But when they're invited to attend gatherings of brothers and sisters.
有些弟兄姊妹就说我都不知道为什么我一进到他们聚会的地方里面就有一个很深的感觉。我就哭出来了。
And they would say that I don't know why, but when I enter into the gathering place, I have this feeling that I would cry.
你说为什么要哭出来呢
？And then you would ask why would you cry?
他说我也不知道是什么。
And they said I don't know why.
不过我觉得我里面很平静，很舒畅，我从来都没有经历过这样的事情。
But I feel really in peace from within, and I've never experienced this before.
有些弟兄和姊妹就说。
And some brothers and sisters would say this.
他唱诗歌发音，音那个音是不准的。
And when they sing hymns, they are out of tune.
但是他们还是在那里唱。
But they continue to sing.
他们越唱越有劲。
And the more they sing, the more excited they are.
弟兄姊妹们，我不第一次看见他们的见证里面。很多提到这一方面的事。
And I've read many of the testimonies mentioning about these things.
我自己从前在河南开封的时候，就亲自碰到好些个年纪大的基督徒。
And also when I was in 河南开封、
哎、
I also encountered these brothers and sisters. They were very joyous when they were singing hymns.
但是如果你是很严格的音乐要求的
But if you have a high requirement in terms of music,
你心里一定会有这样的一个反应
that you would for sure have this reaction.
你这个叫做唱诗吗
Would you call this hymn singing?
完全都不像样呢
It's really bad.
但是那是我的感觉就是
But for me,
那是年长的弟兄姊妹们虽然他们没有办法好好的把诗歌唱出来
So for those older brothers and sisters, even though they could not sing the hymns very beautifully,
但是他们很实际的把他们里面的感觉唱出来
But they could sing out the feelings from within very practically.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那主在这里借着大卫的所写的诗歌来指出我们在属灵学习上头的一个很严肃的功课。
So through the Psalms written by David, God is pointing out a very strict spiritual lesson.
我不知道我们的弟兄姊妹们有没有发觉这样的事。
And I don't know, brothers and sisters, if you have discovered this.
在我们聚会里头
In our gathering,
有些时候歌唱的时候弟兄姊妹唱得很起劲。
And sometimes when we sing hymns, we are very energetic.
但是也不少时间
but also there are other times.
弟兄姊妹唱诗歌的时候唱不出什么味道来。
It seems like we cannot sing out the essence of the hymn.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不要以为这个是平常的事。
And brothers and sisters, do not take this as something ordinary.
你说因为哎呀，一个礼拜六天工作，人疲倦的不得了了。虽然我想唱啊，但是唱不出来。
And you say that maybe because it is after 6 days of work, and then on Sunday, even if I wanted to sing, I could not sing it out loud.
弟兄姊妹们，不要这样想。
But sisters do not think this way.
因为这个感觉是不大对的。
Because this feeling is not very correct.
你如果特别在一些年轻人的身上。
Especially among the young people.
你如果把那些歌曲啊换了不是诗歌本里头的诗歌而是一般在世界上的那个流行曲。
If you change these hymns into the popular songs in the world,
那多半都是从电影里头跑出来的。
And most of them are from movies.
或者是在那些歌厅里头跑出来的。
Or you can hear it from other some other places.
他们就兴高采烈了。
Then they would be very excited.
不单是嘴巴在那里动。
Not only would they move their mouth.
连身体也在那里跟着摇摆。
And they would also rock their bodies.
我也常看到这件事情。
And this is something I see often.
尤其是我在洗圣的那个地方常常碰到这件事情。
Especially the dialysis center that I go to, I will see this often.
特别是在那里做服侍的那些technician 啊或护士啊我说他们怎么有那么大的劲呢那么大的劲呢。
And then I would see the technicians and the nurses. I would wonder why they're so energetic.
有一个很特别的事情。
And something very special.
因为在湾区来说是大概是这样，别的地方我不知道。许许多多洗肾中心那些的工作人员，绝大部分是天主教徒。
And I think mostly in the Bay Area, a lot of the workers in the dialysis centers they are Catholics.
但是他们很少听到。他们谈论到这件事。
But I would rarely hear them mentioning about these things.
总是反正不太久的时候你就看到这个人在这里摇摇摆摆在那里也许是哼一个诗歌出来。在我这几年来的时候我只碰到一个我不知道他是真实的基督徒还是怎么样。他也是偶尔会唱圣诗。
And oftentimes I will see those workers like swaying or rocking the bodies and humming a tune.
我就觉得非常稀奇的，为什么唱世界上的东西，他们更那么起劲
？Only one time I heard somebody humming a hymn, but I wonder why they are so energetic when they sing the songs of the world.
为什么一转到？我们向神有所敬拜有所爱慕的时候他就好像没有这。
But then they would lose the energy when it comes to worshipping God and singing praises to him.
弟兄姊妹我都没有做过这样的考验。
And brothers and sisters, I'm not sure why.
在我们这里的聚会的弟兄姊妹们。
And the brothers and sisters in this gathering.
有多少个只能在聚会的时候唱诗歌。
And how many of us would only sing hymns in the gatherings?
如果不是聚会的时间呢?
If it's outside of the meeting time,
他们唱不出来。
They are not able to sing
hymns. 为什么唱不出来呢?
Why are they not able to sing hymns?
不仅是说那个诗歌的那个他心里头对那个诗歌没有受吸引。
And not only is that because from within they're not drawn to the hymns.
他甚至就是人弟兄姊妹们很有感觉那些诗歌在他里面好像没有动作。
And even the hymns that are felt by other brothers and sisters with much emotion, it doesn't seem to affect them in any way.
我们实在要寻求主。
And we need to seek after the Lord.
让我们那个生命的学习
so,
实实际际的是能照着圣灵的引导，一步 一步的往前行。
So the learning in our lives, we will go according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit to go forward.
一个最简单最基本的事情，就把我们平常的闲话啦，把我们平常给吸引去的事物啊，在那里停止下来，而转上来做一个唱诗歌的人来敬拜主。
So one simple thing would turn us around from gossiping and other things outside of the Lord to someone who would sing praises to the Lord.
我们是在感谢我们的神。
We truly thank our God.
所以大卫在那里说到，当他走过许许多多难处的时候，他没有办法停止在神面前做一个唱诗的人。
So here David expressed that after going through much difficulties, he cannot stop but to continue to be someone who prays the Lord.
他因着这样的一个体会，
And because of this understanding,
他能带出在底下他再清楚地发表出来的他那个属灵上的学习和他实际在那里操练的功课。
It brings forth the spiritual learning of his, and also something he continued to practice.
他怎么说呢？
What did he say?
那我轻轻提一提就好了。
I'll just mention it briefly.
第十节。
Verse 10.
我父母离弃我，耶和华必收留我。耶和华，求你将你的道指教我，因我仇敌的缘故。引导我走平坦的路，求你不要把我交给敌人随其所愿，因为妄作见证的和口吐凶言的起来攻击我，留意了，我若不信在活人之地得见耶和华的恩惠，就早已上当了。
We just read from verse 10 to verse 13. Pay attention to 13. I would have despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
弟兄姊妹，这个是真实的大卫生活里面的经历。
And brothers, this is a very real experience of David.
我们他的话好像说的那么紧张吗？
And it seems like these words are very serious.
是他年幼的时候没有给家人重视，是孤单的给放在旷野来牧羊。
And it's true, when he was young, he was not regarded by his family. He was placed in the wilderness to shepherd the flock.
后来他名声比较大一点的时候，
And later, as he gained some fame,
弟兄姊妹都知道，对付的他对相当厉害的谁呢？
And brothers, we all know that who was dealing with him most severely.
他的岳父。
It was his father-in-law.
扫罗了。
Saul.
他不真的是用尽各种各样的办法要把大卫的命拿掉。
He used all kinds of ways to take David's life.
所以他大卫他自己里面一个很深的感觉，我父母可以离弃我，但是神却是收纳我。
So in his within him, there's a deep feeling that his father and mother would forsake him, but the Lord would take him up.
那结果在他里头就有一个非常清楚的体会。
So within him, there's a very clear understanding.
我若不信，在活人之地得见耶和华的恩惠，我就早已上当了。
That I would have despair unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到。
My sister, take note.
他说在活人之地。
He said in the land of the living.
那就是在人的一般所有的人的中间。
Which is among all men.
那在所有的人中间，我们免不了会碰到各种各样的重的、大的、轻的。难的难处。
And among men, it is unavoidable. We will encounter all kinds of hardship, whether it's heavy or light or really simple or complicated.
那就是我们怎么受得了。
And you say, how can we bear them?
一个还没过，第二个就来了。
And the first hasn't passed, and the second is coming.
就是说是来， 得不了多久又一个难处来了。
So sometimes one may stop, but then the other would come.
你受得了吗？
Can you bear it?
许多人受不了。
And many people cannot.
所以地上那么许许多多人患那个忧郁症啊，不是没有原因的。
So that's why there's a reason for people to become depressed.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
大卫就经过各种各样的难处。
And the more David encountered, the more difficulty he encountered.
他里面对神就有一个更新的认识。
And within him, there's a renewed understanding of God.
不管我处在什么的环境。
No matter what circumstance I'm in.
我的神总是给我够用的恩惠。
And my God will always give me sufficient grace.
那这个话从23篇里头，那一个我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，很连接的连在一起。
So this is a very closely connected with the words in Psalm 23, that even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I fear no evil.
神没有救我脱离那个事实上的难处。
And God has not saved me from the practical hardship.
但是他却有他自己的方法来保守我，经过那些难处也不怕遭害。
But he has its way to keep me so that when I go through these troubles, I will not fear evil.
如今在这里又说到了，我若不信在活人之地得见耶和华的恩惠，我就早已上当了。
So here once again it says, I would have despair unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We thank the Lord.
主允许许许多多的各种各样的难处临到属他的人。
And God allows all kinds of hardship to come to those who belong to him.
那个正面的要求乃是要逼着我们更多的靠近神，去支取神的恩惠和怜悯。
So on one hand, it is to push us to go before God to appropriate His grace and mercy.
来走过面对的难处。
So that we can go through the hardship we are to face.
弟兄姊妹，我们发觉一个事实。
And brothers and sisters, we discover one thing.
现在你要叫一些在学问上面比较高一点的人，你要劝他信主好难。
And it is very difficult to spread the gospel to those who are highly educated.
因为他们有他自己的想法。
Because they have their own thinking.
哎呀，你说你看到那个桌子，你就知道有个造桌子的人，一般人很自然就接受这一个。
And you say that if you see a table, naturally you know that someone who made the table, and most people will accept it.
但是不少有思想的人，他碰到这样的事情，他会想到另外的事情的。
But a lot of people who think a lot, then when they come across these things, they will think about other things.
你说这样你不就是可以认识神了吗？
And you say, wouldn't you know God through this?
他们就是没办法去认识。
But for them, it's not that they have no way to know God.
很有意思。
And something interesting.
等到在他的生活里头，他碰到了一些真是要命的难处。
And when they encounter something truly was truly hard for them in their lives.
比方说病了。
For example, they are sick.
医生也告诉他说。
And the doctor would tell them.
你这个病治不好了。
And this is something that with no cure.
顶多还有多少多少个日子。
And you might have such a period of time to live.
一些他的亲属或者他认识的一些基督徒去特别为他祷告。
So the Christians among the friends or family that would pray specially for them.
慢慢就好过来了。
Gradually, they will recover.
我看那个学房那个同学里边也一个人信主就是这样。
And I know one of the students in the Academy of Christ, this is how he believed in the Lord.
医生说你顶多还有三个月的命。
The doctor told him that you only had about 3 months to live.
但是弟兄姊妹们的祷告
but because of brothers and sisters' prayers.
让他去经历到神的那一个医治。
That caused him to experience the healing of the Lord.
但是到现在呢？
And until today,
他说我从那个病出来到现在已经十几二十年了。
And he said that since the time I came out of this illness until today, it's been almost 20 years.
我还活着。
And I'm still living.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神在活人之地时刻把我们放在各种各样的难处里。
In the land of living, the Lord continues to place us into different kinds of difficulties.
但是那些难处总是带着神的恩手在那里要做的工。
But all those difficulties always have the hand of the grace of the Lord.
但是问题就是说你看见没有？
But the issue is whether you see it.
如果你没看见，
If you don't see it,
神在做更多你都不没办法能认识神。
No matter how God works, you cannot know God.
但是神在那里做工
But when God works,
你看到了
and you see it.
从前你是一个无神的人
and before you did not have God.
现在就成了一个爱慕主的人
now you become someone who loves the Lord.
最低限度在今年我们接收到四百几个申请入学的弟兄姊妹们当中就有好几个是这种光景
And among over 400 applicants to the Academy of Christ, and there are quite some of them in such circumstance.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在活人之地，不见得耶和华的恩惠。这个事情不是只有大卫的时候发生，随时随刻。
In the land of living that we are able to see the goodness of the Lord, it's not just limited to David's time, but we can see it all the time.
但是问题就在这里。
But now here's the issue.
当你接触到神的恩典的时候，你会不会转过来成为一个敬拜神的人？
When you encounter God's grace, would you turn around to become someone who worships God?
生命的成长一定有层次的。
And there has to be levels in the growth of life.
不会说我昨天不要主，哎呀，这次我碰到一件事情，哎呀，我要主了，所以我一要主了，哎呦，我属灵的情形就马上升到天那么高了。
So you cannot say that yesterday I didn't want God, but now I encountered something I want God, and all of a sudden you would reach the apex of your spiritual life.
没有这样的事。
That doesn't happen this way.
神总是在他领着我们走过。活人之地的时候给我们一而再再而三的去经历到他自己的真实
It is when God leads us through the land of the living God continues and repeatedly to let us experience his faithfulness
我们感谢我们的主
We thank our God
那所以在27篇的里面的这首诗歌到了末了的时候大卫的那个结束的话就是说你们要等候耶和华。
So that's why at the end of Psalm 27, the words at the end says, wait for the Lord.
他不只是对他自己说。
He's not only speaking to himself.
他是对着所有神的百姓说。
He's speaking to all God's people.
因为我十分相信27篇是他做完以后。才写的诗
Because I truly believe Psalm 27 was written after he became king. We thank the Lord.
您就留意到大卫。
Then we can see David.
不仅是在认识神的上面，那个经历上面，和认识上面是给提高的。
It's not only his understanding and experience of God has been risen.
你也看到一件事情。
And you also see one thing.
如果你从第一篇一直看过来
If you go from Psalm 1,
你会看到大卫在诗篇里头所包括的那一个范围啊，从他个人做开始一直到啊所有神的百姓都在他的诗歌里头给带到神的面前
And you see the boundary of David's Psalms. It starts from himself and it goes to all the people of God and to bring everyone into places of God. We thank the Lord.
因为你时刻看到大卫在那起初的时候从依靠 我自己在神面前做得怎么好，所以神就恩待我。
And we can see from the beginning, David was someone who depend on what kind of thing, work that he has done, how he's good. So that's why God blessed him.
慢慢的，他就发展，就体会得到。
And gradually he understands.
不是根据我自己所做的。
It does not depend on what I do.
那是根据神的怜悯和他的恩慈。
It depends on God's mercy and His loving kindness.
现在呢，你又看到了。
And now you also see.
他这个在神面前等候神的这个事情。
He's waiting before the Lord.
从个人。
From himself.
进到神的百姓。
Enters into God's people.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank the Lord.
但是我们继续往前去看的时候，你会看到神一步一步的领着大卫在属灵上的成长到合神心意的这个地步。
So and as we continue to read on, we'll see that God is guiding David in his spiritual growth and to grow and to enter into the condition where he's pleasing to the Lord.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
他说到要等候耶和华。
And he mentions about waiting for the Lord.
等候的结果呢？
So the result of waiting.
那就不单是他自己个人的一个经历。
Then it's not just his personal experience.
他要成为所有仰望等候人的经历。
It's become the experience of all those who wait upon the Lord.
所以他的二十八篇一上去，一开始就是耶和华，我要求告你，我的磐石啊。不要向我干漠，倘若你向我闭口，我就如将死的人一样。
So that's why in the beginning of Psalm 28, he says, To you, O Lord, I call. My rock do not be deaf to me, for if you are silent to me, I will become like those who go down to the pit.
这几句话是把大卫在生活里头所经历到的那一个体会发表了出来。
So these words express what David has experienced in his life.
那个重点在哪里呢？
But what is the focal point?
不是神有没有给我恩典。
It's not whether God has grace upon me.
而是神给我恩典的时候，神怎么让恩典显在我的身上。
But it's when God has grace upon me, how does he reveal his grace in me?
神向我说话。
Which is God speaking to me.
好的，弟兄姊妹们，这个事情太宝贝。
And verses, this is indeed very precious.
因为这个事情啊，严格的说起来，在旧约里面的时候不会太多的。
Because strictly speaking, this does not happen often in the Old Testament.
因为这个是新约里头神救赎的旨意里面的一个很常见的恩典。
Because this is a grace that is often seen in the New Testament of God's redemption grace.
也就是我们常常所说到的恩膏的教训。
Which is what we often mention, the teaching of the anointing.
在旧约的时候说到要等候神。
In the Old Testament time, when we talk about waiting on the Lord.
那就是他就是只能到他告诉一般人说你要把你自己所等候所有仰望的放在神的手里。
And which is to tell people what you're waiting for, what you're looking for, you should place them in God's hand.
你就在那里享用神的话语所带给你的各种各样的祝福和平安。
And then you enjoy the peace and the blessings from God's word.
但是他重点就放在那一句话了。
So the focal point is in
these words. 神啊，如果你不向我说话，
God, if you don't speak to me,
我就如将死的人一样。
I would be like those who go down to the pit.
那弟兄姊妹们，这个如果我们留意到在我们日常的生活的里边，我们是不是也活在这样的一个光景里。
And brothers, in our daily lives, aren't we also living in such condition?
没有神的话， Without, 我们能不能活得很平安，很喜乐？
Without God's word, can we live in peace and joy?
许许多多人从来不读圣经。
A lot of people never read the Bible.
你不读圣经，当然没有神的话。
And without reading the Bible, of course, you don't have God's word.
但是你读了圣经，你没有让神的话实际的说在你的心里，不是只停留在你眼睛所看见的文字里。
But even if you read the word of God and you do not let the word of God come into your heart, you will still stay on the service of the word.
仍然是没有得着神向我说话。
And you still haven't gained, God speaking to you.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
神是乐意向人说话的神。
God is a God who's willing to speak to man.
你仰望等候他的，他一定向你说话。
If you look unto him and wait for him, he will speak to you.
神向你说话，你灵就活了。
And when God speaks to you, your spirit will be enlightened.
如果你没有神的话，那你那个灵，就算是活的灵，那个活的也活的不是很活泼的灵。
When without God speaking to you, even though your spirit is alive, but it's not living very well.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在弟兄姊妹们的心思里头，还不至于落到这样的一个地步。
That, I believe the mercy is not in such a condition.
多多少少都有神的话在那里做一个扶持和带领。
And more or less, we will have God's word to sustain us and to guide us.
最低限度，你能注意到一件事，我等候仰望神，神会叫我走平坦的路。
At the very least, you realize when we wait for the Lord and look unto him, he will lead us onto a path of peace.
我们感谢我们的神。
And we thank God.
所以你看到，一看到二十八篇的时候，
So when we read Psalm 28,
28篇没有，可以说没有比较新一点的属灵的经历摆在哪里。
It seems that in Psalm 28, there's not many new spiritual experiences.
但是很显然的一件事。
But something very clear.
你就拿27篇跟28篇来做一个比较。
And we can compare Psalm 27 to Psalm 28.
你也非常清楚地留意到，整个的交通是把神属神的人从个人带进团体。
And one thing that's very evident is for us, those who belong to God is to bring them from himself or herself personally into the corporate body.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为有这样的一个带领。
And because of this guidance.
就说出了大卫在靠近神的里头，越过越明显的觉得神不是只有定睛在某一些人的身上，神是定睛在所有愿意寻求人的身上。
That David realized in his spiritual pursuit that God does not only have his eyes on a few, but he has his eyes on many.
只要你到他的面前等候他。
As long as you go before him and wait for him.
拯救从他那里来。
Salvation is from him.
平安从他那里来。
Peace is from him.
喜乐从他那里来。
And joy is from him.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
为什么呢？
And why is this?
因为神看那些寻求他的百姓是他的产业。
Because God sees his the people who seek after him as his inheritance.
神是把他的心思放在他的产业的上面。
That God has placed his heart upon his inheritance.
很宝贝的一件事情是什么？
And something that's very precious.
他说神这样纪念那些属他的人直到永远。
That he said God remembers those who belong to him forever.
不是今天的事。
It's not the matter of today.
也不是只有明天的事。
It's not only for tomorrow.
而是说从你认识神的那刻开始，神一直纪念你到永远。
It's from the moment you know God, God continues to remember you until forever.
在旧约的时候，神的救赎没有做成。
In the Old Testament, the redemption of God has not
accomplished. 说到永远的事情，神没有给神的百姓说很多关乎将来永远的事。
And God did not say a lot about things of eternity.
但是永远这一个观念呢， 神确实放在人的心思里。
But God has indeed placed his concept of eternity in God, in man's heart.
好像在过一时候我们读的诗篇，神把他的永远，神把那个永远放在我们心里。
And just later on, we'll read about how God has placed eternity into our heart.
神纪念人是这样纪念人。
And this is how God remembers man.
那因此，到神面前来的人也必须学习这一个赞美神、感谢神、高举神的人。
So that's why those who come before God needs to learn to become someone who praise God and exalt God and worship Him.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这是二十八篇里头给我们所特别注意到的那一个点。
And this is the point that especially mentioned in Psalm 28.
那然后我们再从二十九篇里头也看到一个事情。
And then we also see another thing in Psalm 29.
前面的话一直是带领，是鼓励属神的人在神的面前越过一切人眼见所有的难处好处，而单一的去做一个仰望神的人。
The words before this was to encourage those who belong to the Lord to see beyond all the blessings and woe to see God.
因为神是万有的主。
Because God is the God of all.
一切万有的一切都在神的眼目所看顾里的。
And all things are under the eyes of God.
尤其是人。
Especially men.
神是非常明显的，把人放在他的心里。
And God has placed a man in his heart.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
正因为神以存这样的一个心思。
And because of this heart.
我们才会看见神整个救赎的计划，从旧约一直到新约。
Then we are able to see the redemption plan of God from Old Testament to the New Testament.
都是为了表达一件事情。
It's all to express one thing.
神纪念人。
That God remembers man.
那人家不愿意给神纪念呢。
But whether man is willing to be remembered by God.
这个就是神的，就是人在神面前的难处。
And this is the problem of man before God.
但是二十九篇很清楚告诉我们。
But in Psalm 29, it tells us very clearly.
你必须要仰望神。
You need to look to God.
因为神是万有的主。
Because God is the Lord of all.
他统管万有。
He reigns over all.
并且把万有从悖逆神的气氛带回在神面前，完全服在神的权柄，高举神的荣耀的这一个安排里。
So, and God will bring all from a rebellious state to a state where they would submit and exalt the glory of God.
所以感谢我们的主。
So we thank our Lord.
所以二十九篇里头最末了那两三句话很有意思。
So the last few verses in Psalm 29, they're very meaningful.
第九节最末了的那个，凡在他殿中的都称说他的荣耀。
At the end of verse 9 says all, and in his temple everything says glory.
就接上第十节。
And it continues in verse 10.
为什么是这样呢？
What is the reason for that?
原因就是。
The reason is.
神是统管万有的主。
That God is the Lord who reigns over all.
而不管外面的环境。是高或者是低。
It doesn't matter whether the outward circumstances are high or low.
就算是很低很低。
Even though it's a very, very low point.
低到一个地步。
And it's so low to a point.
这里的话就是说洪水泛滥的时候。
Here it says the flood.
全地都给淹没的时候。
And the whole land is flooded over.
那这个话当然往前指是指着挪亚的时候的事。
And of course these words are pointing to Noah's time.
但往后来看我们就看见神用着水来做人的供应的这一点 是正面的话，我们也不必去提它。
And we don't have to pay attention to the positive side of water being the supply for man.
我们留意到一件事。
But what we need to pay attention to is
就说关乎水的问题的。
It is a matter of the water.
水太多。
If there's too much water,
成了旱那个水灾。
It will become a flood.
水不够。
But if it's not enough water,
成了旱灾。
It will become a drought.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神在。整个万有的管理里头，在正常的情形的底下，神没有让水成为人的难处。
Under God's government, God has not let water to become a problem for man.
因为挪亚的洪水以后
，Because after the flood during Noah's time,
神跟挪亚立约的时候提到一件事。
When God established a covenant with Noah, He mentioned.
他不再用洪水来灭地。
That he, from that time on, he would not destroy the land with a flood.
所以洪水可以泛滥。
So even though there could be a flood.
但是不能动摇在宇宙当中的一个事实。
But it cannot shake the fact in the universe.
什么是？
And what is this?
耶和华是王。
That the Lord Jehovah is the king.
不仅是王
，Not only is he a king，
耶和华仍旧坐作为王。
That the Lord sits as king，
不是他在那里用什么权柄、用什么能力来把人压缩到一个地步？你敢不反抗我？
It's not that he uses authority or power to oppress men so that they dare not to rebel against him。
啊，不是这样。
It's not like this。
神说地上洪水泛滥的时候耶和华仍然是坐作为王。
But the Lord sat as king at the flood. Yes, the Lord sits as king forever.
啊，所以水这一个问题是很影响地上一切生物的生存或是不能生存的环境。
So water affects whether the living being on earth can live or not.
但是神不会让这一个事情产生到一个地步，人活不下去。
But the God would not let this to go to a point where man cannot live.
像挪亚那个日子，你要活下去根本没有条件。
And Noah's days, there's no conditions for you to continue to live.
现在虽然神允许。有些地方发生水灾，有些地方发生旱灾。
So nowadays, even though God allows for some places to have flood and some places to have drought,
但是有一个事实没有更改。
But that's one fact that has not changed.
耶和华坐作为王。
That the Lord sat as king.
那正因为神是这样显明他自己。
And because God is showing himself in such a way.
那因此，大卫在那里就说。你要做一个敬拜赞美神的人。
That's why David said that we need to become someone who worship and praise God.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
我们是在看，一直这样看下来的时候，我们看到在大卫属灵的成长上面，从个人进到团体。
And when we read through the Psalms, we see the growth of David from personal to corporate.
从承受恩典到了。敬拜神
From receiving grace to worshiping God.
我们感谢主
We thank the Lord.
在旧约里面神多次发表他这个心思
In the Old Testament, God has expressed this heart of his many times.
但是人的愚昧和无知根本就肯接受神这样的一个安排
But because of man's foolishness and ignorance, we will not accept such arrangement from God.
感谢神
We thank God.
等到新约来到了
When the New Testament time comes,
虽然全地的人没有立刻就归向神
even though the men of the land have not accepted God immediately,
但是感谢主
but we thank the Lord.
其中有相当部分的人，他们从不认识主到认识主
There's quite a portion of the people from not knowing God to knowing God.
从拒绝主到享用主
from rejecting God to enjoying God.
当我们是这样 活在神的面前的时候
as we live before God in such a way
你说我们能停止我们对神的面前的 感谢赞美和高举他吗
Can we stop praising God and exalting him and thanking him
谢谢主
We thank the Lord
我们说诗篇第一卷的里面把人从最低的那个地方慢慢的升高升高的与神面对面
And from Psalm 1 we see that God, man is exalted from a very low point to a point that we can see God face to face
这个属灵的程序不会更改
This process, this spiritual process will not change
因此我们也盼望主在我们身上按着那个程序一步一步的领我们往前行
So that we also ask God in our lives that he would work in us according to this process
直到他的心意成全在我们的身上
Until his desire is fulfilled in us
然后借着成全在我们身上的那一个事实
And then also through this accomplished desire on us
把万有都带回神自己的荣耀丰富和平安里
And to bring all back into God's glory, abundance and peace
我想我们就这样看过这三篇
I think we will end our sharing on these three psalms
我盼望弟兄姊妹们能了解到神领大卫这样的走过他的属灵的路程
I hope that brothers and sisters will understand the process of God guiding David in his spiritual pursuit.
也一定是照样的原则来领我们走完那个属灵的路程。
It will be the same principle that God will guide us to walk through our spiritual life.
我们仰望主。
We look to the Lord.
很实际的领着我们前面的路进到合神心意的地步
To guide us the days ahead to enter into the point that is pleasing to God
我们有点祷告
Let us pray
主啊我们感谢你
Lord we thank you
什么时候你叫我们的眼睛明亮
Whenever you open up our eyes
看见你手中的工作和你心里的意念
That we can see the work in your hands and the desire in your heart
我们都要俯下来说主啊你配得我们的敬拜和赞美
They will all bow down and say the Lord you deserve our praises and worship
但愿主救我们脱离这个世代所带给属你的人的各种各样的诱惑
Lord may you save us from this generation all the temptations from the world
也救我们脱离从仇敌来的各样的攻击
And to save us from all the attacks from the enemy
让我们认定只有你是我们的依靠
So we'll hold fast that you are the only one we can depend on.
只有你是我们的磐石和山寨。
You are our rock.
平安喜乐的源头是在乎你。
Our origin of peace and joy is in you.
求我们的神用得着大卫的生命的经历来打开我们在你面前的追求和等候。
And Lord, may you use the life experiences of David to open up our pursuit before you.
我们要说荣耀归给你。
We say that glory be to you.
感谢归给你。
Thanksgiving be to you.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look to you and we pray this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.